This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The CEO of Air Asia today pledged compensation for families who lost loved ones on Flight 8501. Tony Fernandez said, quote, "We will not be running away from any of our obligations." The question is what those obligations are. And the answers at the outset appear awfully complicated. There are many factors in play: treaties, insurance, and building trust with the grieving. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Every airline has insurance for crashes, and the compensation response starts early, says air crash litigator Brian Alexander.
They're already doing that. You know, it's a go-team mentality.
Alexander is with the firm Kreindler and Kreindler.
There'll be folks at AirAsia itself that will liaison with the insurance company and its claims adjusters.
He says the key to payouts depends on each passenger's ticket. If a ticket starts and ends in Indonesia, where the flight took off from, a family could get less. Indonesia has not signed the newest aviation convention setting updated payouts.
That will be more of a negative for those folks as it relates to claims against the carrier.
It could be a matter of $23,000 versus $175,000 for different passengers. This flight was to land in Singapore, which has signed the new treaty. It gets more complicated. But in reality, airlines can pay what they see fit. Robert Jensen counsels airlines, and he advises, whatever the law, to make a first payment within 2 weeks.
Airlines have been encouraged, and most airlines have agreed to a minimum payment, and typically about $25,000. And that's given to every family.
He advises a second payout of at least $175,000.
For businesses, there's no question about where the bottom line comes into. You take care of the people, and the bottom line is always enhanced.
Of course, insurance companies cut the checks, and they're not in business to be generous. But Jensen says it's worth the airline making the payment. It will help the company in the end. If airlines don't establish trust with families, anger often leads to litigation, which can end up being more costly. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.